A few weeks ago, Leanne Hansen spoke with one of the country's hardest-working musicians. We thought you'd like to hear what he's up to now.
Prolific doesn't even begin to describe violinist Mark O'Connor. From his days as Nashville's favorite fiddler to his time with the rock band the Dixie Dregs to his albums of original orchestral compositions, O'Connor has appeared on approximately 500 recordings over the past 25 years, and now he's added one more to the record store racks. For his new CD called In Full Swing, Mark O'Connor has assembled a tight jazz trio, along with guests Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and vocalist Jane Monheit.
Jealousy when they see you out in the. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose.
30s-era swing jazz isn't as much of a diversion for Mark O'Connor as you may think. As a teenager, he joined a combo led by one of the kings of the form, violinist Stephan Grappelli. Mark O'Connor first witnessed Grappelli's swingin' style when his parents took him to see one of his shows in Vancouver.
I was living in Seattle at the time we drove up for the concert. I was only 13 years old. On the drive back home late at night, I was whistling those tunes I heard him play up there. And I became one of his biggest fans. He became my biggest violin hero. I learned a lot of things from his albums. And at age 17, when I just graduated from high school, there was an audition opening for a guitar spot for his American tour, and I took that audition, went to San Francisco for it, and played for the bandleader for 3 days, and got the job, and voila, there Stephan comes into San Francisco, first rehearsal with him, and somebody tells him that very rehearsal that I also played the violin, and he wanted me to get it immediately and play for him, and I was very shy, and I didn't want to play for him just yet because I was trying to learn all his tunes on guitar. But that was how it all started.
What kind of teacher was he for you? Was he a natural teacher?
Well, he professes that he never really taught. He was my mentor more than anything. I mean, he really led by example for me. But I think at that point, I was already fairly accomplished, and I was looking for the next stimulus to really kind of push me up to the next level. I had a lot of creativity and a lot of technique, but I was still trying to fashion it all into something that I could perform and communicate to people, and that's what Stephan did so greatly.
Mm. You recorded a few songs with him for your Heroes album in 1992. When was the last time you played with him?
Boy, the last time I played with him was, it was after Heroes. He was passing through, and I sat in with him. And it was a profound night for me. Not only the music was nice, but there was a reception afterwards, and we sat down, and he held my hand for about an hour, just wouldn't let go of it. And so I sat there with him. He held my hand, and I felt so much energy through his fingers. It was almost as if he was signaling that this might be the last time that we meet.
He died in 1997. You composed a song on this new CD, Stephan and Django. Django referring to Grappelli's longtime collaborator, guitarist Django Reinhardt. What was it you were trying to capture in your own composition about Grappelli's approach to the violin, about his music?
In one essence, it really kind of captures my philosophy of what I've been trying to do with music all along is take something that has traditional leanings, some fabric from an older era, and blend it with a new idea. The idea of the piece is something that you would probably never heard Stephan or Django play, but those are the kinds of things that I like to toy with, not necessarily placing music in any certain era, but just maybe a timeless quality. My guitarist Frank Vignola plays an incredible string acoustic guitar, which is reminiscent of Django Reinhardt's playing.
You first played with Frank Vignola and your other bandmate, John Burr, at a concert that was dedicated to Stefan Grappelli's memory. I'm sure it was a kind of a bittersweet time, but was there a chemistry that you noticed all immediately between you and Frank and John?
There was. We found ourselves gathered together for a tune, and at one time during the rehearsal, John leaned over to me and he said, and John played with Stefan for the last 12 years of his career, but he leaned over to me and he said, for a moment while you were playing, I saw the old man sitting there. And everybody just kind of was really still, and I didn't say anything. And after the silence broke, I said, you know, we should really try to play together as much as we can. It feels good, doesn't it?
What are you like in the studio, Mark O'Connor? I mean, are you a taskmaster? Do you give Frank a hard time because you also know how to play guitar?
Well, I don't give Frank a hard time. He's too good. I was producing this album, so I had to rein it in some of the time. But my most important mission for this recording was twofold, I guess, to create some interesting arrangements so it felt like the trio was evolving and becoming more than just a jam band. And second, I wanted to keep the intensity of our live performances and especially of our live album. So I started with the very fastest song that we had on our set for this album because I wanted to establish the intensity for the week, and I was breaking bow hairs right from the very first take. It was a wonderful week, a most memorable week of recording, and everything just went down so nice, and Frank and John just played amazing throughout.
What is the dynamic of the trio? I ask this because the title to one of John's compositions is Three for All. I mean, is it all teamwork? Do you compete with one another, a little bit of both?
It's the friendliest kind of competition. I mean, it's really funny because there is really a dynamic where Frank and I are just going for it, but there's absolutely no competition for some reason between us. I've played with musicians who are inherently fairly competitive and wanting some, you know, spotlight and attention and from the audience or fans, or just musical attention. They want, you know, they want to put their foot down and, you know, get a few ideas on the table, things like that. But with me, you know, I think they feel like I put this band together out of a love for my mentor to try to do my part in preserving a legacy. The heart was in the right place, I think, and they just, they, I think they really respect that.
So instead of three for all, it was all for one?
I think so.
That's violinist Mark O'Connor. He spoke with Leanne Hansen a few weeks ago. O'Connor's new CD with the Hot Swing Trio is called In Full Swing. For a closer listen to the band, visit our website, npr.org.